All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, let's not dilly-dally, because we got to get to our guest here. He is on our Insider Hotline presentation of TELUS. Of course, with TELUS, you can enter to win one of six monthly prizes, includes tickets to Calgary hockey games, awesome tech like AirPods, Apple Watches, and more. No purchase necessary. All you have to do is fill out a quick survey to enter for your chance to win. Go online, telus.com/flamescontest, from TSN, from Overdrive.
Wow. From Cove Beverages.
Beverages.
Soda, Jamie McLennan.
Do you ever get tired, Noodles? Like, if you've got a sleepy day, what's your move?
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've slept more than 6 hours in a night. I mean, I was in Boston last night and flew in this morning and worked out and did all that fun stuff. I've got to do Overdrive, and I'm hosting a charity event tonight. So it's
you're smiling. I mean, I'd be miserable.
Well,
I was in Boston last night. I got home tired. I got to do the show today. Then I got an event tonight.
Of my day is coming on with you guys. There we go.
Yeah, look at that.
Flying for you is like hopping in the car and going to 7-Eleven or something. It's not a big deal.
You know what? I fly so much. It's not that big of a deal. It was an early morning. My flight was at 6 a.m. I timed things pretty good, though. Like, I slept right till 4:40. I had a car waiting for me. Yeah. You know, I the TSA pre-check, all of that fun stuff. And, you know, the other day I was flying, I was into New York Sunday night because I had a game against the Rangers Monday. That was a little bit greasy because my flight was, like, delayed 3 hours. So you're like, oh. And it was because of weather in New York. So we got on the plane, and then they deplaned us, and then – you know, some people went home. I stuck it out because I'm like, what am I going to do? Go home, sleep, and then come right back. So I stuck it out, got into my hotel room about 2 a.m. in New York and had a quick turnaround. Watched the Rangers, thump Ottawa. Man, they're a good team.
Yeah.
And then watched Boston last night. Like, I've watched probably some of the best teams in the league in the last 2 weeks live, which is, you know, for me, I'm having a tough time. You know, when you're thinking, okay, who's going to win it all? Because I've literally seen Colorado, Dallas, Edmonton, who else? Vegas. Seen them live. And then I go out east, and I had Boston last night, the Rangers the night before. Saw Carolina. I've seen Toronto live. Florida and Tampa last week. I was there. So, I mean, those are the top teams. I'm sure I'm missing one or two. I haven't seen Winnipeg live in probably about 2 months, but I've been tracking them.
They good. Seven in a row.
And Vancouver I saw live in January, but you know, I watched some of that game last night when I got to my room, and you know, they're a serious team too. So I mean, I don't know where you guys feel, but I'm gonna have a tough time choosing who's coming home with the hardware.
It's a sports fan's life bucket list.
Yeah, see, you all just those ripped teams off in
you've
a
seen
month.
Them in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, thank you to Ottawa. We actually get Toronto, Boston, and
thank you, yep.
And Florida, Tampa. That's amazing. If Ottawa doesn't beat Boston last night, that doesn't happen. That sad sack, lowly, disappointing, underachieving jerks in Ottawa, they did us a favor last night. All the hockey fans can love that.
I think, you know, and it's funny because Boston was sleepy early on, and then they woke up. I think they were like, oh, we better get going here. I think the shots were 25-2 in the third period.
No.
They were, and Anton Forsberg for some reason wasn't letting a pee by him. Like, it was ridiculous. He had a little bit of favorable luck too, but you know, Boston really poured it on. But I don't know. Pick your poison. Whether you know Boston was going to play Florida or Boston plays the Leafs, and same thing with Tampa and Florida. You know, either way, after this first round, two really good teams are going home.
Well, it's a rivalry dream. That Battle of Florida is awesome. They fight. They hate each other. Like we wouldn't have had that if Ottawa didn't win.
I know, but watching Tampa, I think that might be the team that everybody's sleeping on. Like they're so good, and the goalie's woken up, and you know, Hedman statistically has had his second best season of his career. Sneakily, they brought in Dumba, kind of helped settle down their D and that third pairing. Sergachev was skating with the team.
No.
Like,
jeez, if they get him back.
Nobody has talked about that. He's skating with the team. Like, and they even confirmed that he will be available to them. I don't think right at the start, you know, but I think they're talking like he's a week away type of thing.
No way.
You keep him on the back burner. If you're winning, he keeps practicing.
Yeah.
You're in danger. Well, how do you feel today? Let's get you in there. It's so hard because you sit down and you obviously the East is set, and we're going to know a lot more about the West here right away. But then you start, you look at brackets and you think you have things figured out. And then in 2 weeks you look back. So yeah, I don't know why I ever thought that. It was pretty clear now that that's what was going to happen. And I don't know which team is going to be a surprise, but we always get one. It was Florida last year.
Seattle beat Colorado last year in round one. That was insane.
Yeah, and it feels like it would be even harder to predict this year because there are so many teams that seem to be on that same kind of plateau where they're all good teams, like you say.
The only, for me, like if Washington beats the Rangers, that's where you're like, okay, that's a massive upset. Like Washington somehow has, I don't want to say backdoored, but they found a way. Like they're in. They woke up in the playoffs today, and now they scored an empty net goal to win last night.
Torts did not get the memo. That is a huge mess up.
Which, I mean, in the back of my mind, I don't know who I wanted to get in. I thought you could make a case for everybody because, you know, Washington was written off by a lot of people, including myself. I saw them live early on in the season. I was like, these guys are old. They're slow. I don't know if they're talented enough. The goaltending, you know, it was Kemper, and now all of a sudden it's Charlie Lindgren. Like, it just, they somehow came together.
Retro said that at the start of the year, so Ovechkin might be done.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he's cooked.
He had eight goals. Yeah, 30, boom.
Or another 30 goals, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then I thought, okay, Detroit doesn't die. They're down 4-2. They find a way, like,
unreal.
Back-to-back, they don't die. They win last night. Philly somehow. Now, if you look at it, Detroit and Philly, that's their own fault because a month and a half ago, they were sitting pretty.
Yeah.
And then they crashed and burned, and now they're on the outside looking in. They played meaningful hockey, though, which is good for their fan base. You know, Ottawa didn't play enough meaningful hockey this year, which is disappointing. But you could argue the teams that are in that retool, like Buffalo, you know, fizzled out at the end, but they played meaningful hockey here down the stretch. Detroit, same thing. Philadelphia that was in a rebuild. So those teams, at least they're coming. Ottawa, they fell short. They're 12 points back or whatever it ended up being. To me, that was disappointing. But I can't figure out, and I'm not even going to – I've been being forced to – we have a preview show on Friday. It's like choose your bracket. I'm like, I don't even know where to start other than I think the Rangers will beat Washington. That's the one that I think,
Are you buying the Islanders under Pat Roy? They've looked very good since, but mid-season you'd be like, this is a rout. Carolina has everything, it looks like.
They do. And I think it's funny. Carolina, at the start of the season, I picked Carolina to win the cup. They were my team. And that was before they added some skill at the deadline. Mm-hmm. I just thought that team. Now, Freddie Anderson scares me because he's a guy, we saw it here in Toronto. He gets injured, unfortunately, at the wrong times. But he's a hell of a goaltender, and he's played well there. So if their goaltending can hold up, I think they're all right. But Patrick Roy, as you call him, there's something there. Like, I don't know. If you look at, and I've dug into some of the analytics, like he's playing – they're playing a more up-tempo style. They're playing a little bit more aggressive. They're forechecking. It's amazing. He came in right away. You could tell the difference in his intensity behind the bench. Like he's really, and he called out the goalie, all of a sudden it's Varlamov playing a net and, it's Sorkin's taking a seat. So I'm buying them. I just think Carolina's a better team. That's just the way I look at it.
It's interesting. Coming back to Tampa, and I saw this yesterday, and I'm not sure if we talked with you about it, and we can have a conversation when the season's even over about it. But with Steven Stamkos, here's the captain, no contract. It's kind of maybe down there it's news, but you don't hear a lot of talk about it. No one has scored more goals I saw in the month of April than Steven Stamkos. Like he's got 10 in the month. He's up to 40 now, 40. A 40 goal guy. That's got a cup. He's a captain, that whole thing, potentially available as a UFA. And the team that has him either, maybe try and keep him, but it's not a we have to keep this guy at all costs kind of a situation. It'll be an interesting offseason there, one way or the other.
I agree. I think, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but I think he might get the Andre Kopitar type of. I look at Kopitar's extension in LA. I believe he went from 10 down to 7. And it was a 3-year deal at 34 years old. Now, I don't know what Steven Stamkos will have to, if he has to take a haircut or not, if he wants to take a haircut to stay. But they've got real cap issues, as any top team that's won has cap issues. So for me, in talking to people in Tampa, and I spent a lot of time, now I didn't get into the nitty gritty. I had a great chat, spent 30 minutes with John Cooper. He's such a wonderful person to talk to, just hockey mind, all of that. We didn't talk once about Stamkos. We talked about Kucherov. We talked about Hedman, Vasilevsky and stuff. For some reason, I didn't bring it up. Maybe I just didn't want to tread that water. But talking to other people in Tampa, they don't think it's going to be a problem for him to sign. They think
was the last time.
Yeah. Like, I think they think there will be some common ground. Now, I don't know what that common ground looks like. Neither one of them did. But it didn't seem to be any panic from either side. Like I asked, I was talking to the TV and radio guys and I was saying like on the planes and stuff, is there some, is it awkward? They're saying not at all. Like this guy's not walking around with his tail between his legs and pissed off and moping and anything like that. It's just, this is a business play. It's almost like maybe Breezeball went to him and said, we're going to get this done. But we got to get it done on a timetable later. Like, don't worry about it. We'll get it done. Like, I don't know. And maybe Stamkos felt the same way, but there was no angst where if this was at a Canadian market, you guys went through it with Matthew, went through it with Johnny. If that was, this guy is John Tavares. He's Steven Stam, or, he's Austin, not Austin Matthews, but like that. In a Canadian market, people be going nuts every day. Look at the noise around William Nylander.
Yeah.
And Stamkos is, arguably a better player. And
he's a Hall of Famer, right? Yeah,
so he's 3 years younger than Kopitar, who's $80 million, 8-year contract, 10 a year, ends this year. They extended him for 2x7. That's a great comp. So he's probably going to want a little more term than 2 years, given he's younger than Kopitar. But I like your heads. I didn't really even know where to start with Stamkos because he wants to get paid and he wants term. But guy turns 35 next year. Like that's quite a spot to be in if you're the GM.
It is. And you have to put your business hat on. And I've said this before, you have to be a bit of a sociopath and not have those the heartstrings touched, you know, pulled on. But that being said, you know, there's maybe a common ground. Maybe you get a 4 or 5 year deal at a better number and you create as the cap goes up. We have that, you know, the term, the Robita Island, you know, all of a sudden, like this guy goes away in the last 2 years or the last year, or, you know, Breezeball says, hey, you know what? We love you. We want you here till you're 40. Like that's, you know, there will be a retool at some point with that organization as Hedman is what, 33. The scary part is the goalie's only 29.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And points like 27, like, There's some players there. I was looking at it. Like, we forget that Anthony Cirelli plays there. He had a career year of 72 points. Brandon Hagel, what did they trade? 2 first-rounders for him?
And 2 prospects.
And signed him to a 6-year, I think, at just north of 6. He had a career year. Nick Paul, who Ottawa didn't want to give $3 million a year. They signed him to a 7-year at $3 million. Nick Paul's a second line player and a big and tough to play against and good skater. Like I think they've been really efficient. So I look at Tampa, they'll find a place for Steven Stamkos if he wants to make it work.
Yeah.
They've done a good job of filling those, you know, musical chairs. They couldn't keep the guys that they wanted to keep. They found reasonable facsimiles of the guys that had to leave.
Like the Coleman, Gord, yeah. Barclay, Goodrow guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they paid a boatload on paper for Tanner Janot. Wasn't it like 7 picks or whatever it was?
First, second, a third, a fourth, a fifth. Yep, right. It's crazy.
But he didn't look bad the other night. Like that's a guy that has come back. I think he's played just north of 50 games. And that's another guy who's going to be a dangerous player in the playoffs.
He's important against Florida because they've got so many shitheads on Florida. Like you've got Lomberg, Tkachuk, Gadjevich, Cousins. There are so many pain in the ass players, and Janot is an important ingredient if you have to line up against those guys in 7, because there's not many teams that have enough muck to deal with Florida. I think Tampa might.
Yeah. Well, that one is interesting. I mean, just as much as Toronto, Boston's going to be, I think Tampa, Florida, because, you know, you got Bobrovsky versus Vasilevsky. Both have had, like, Vasilevsky's Vasilevsky, and Bobrovsky's had a really good year. I, you know, was looking at my Vezina voting, and he would be in my top 5. You know, it's just the way they match up, man. Oh man. Like this first round is going to be crazy. What bothers me is there would be knee jerk reactions after this first round, and good teams either would be dismantled because of failure, or coaches will be fired because of failure, where you're like, hey, you know, the Winnipeg Jets were great in the Smythe division. They just happened to have to play against the Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames for many years. You know, it just, those Howardchuk teams were unbelievable. It's just that Gretzky and crew were kicking around just over the border type of thing.
Did you ever play for Canada at the World Championships? Did you ever get that invite?
I did as a number 3, and I turned it down because I didn't want to extend – basically go over there for a month and not do anything. You know, I could do that over here and, you know,
on your own schedule.
Exactly. And not have somebody watching me do it. So, I did, I think it was like 99 or something. We won the President's Trophy and we lost in the first round to San Jose. I was with St. Louis. And I remember my agent called and said, you know, would you be interested or something like that? It was around there. It was actually when people thought I was decent. And I just said, yeah, no, it's not going to be a fit. And I flew to Hawaii, I think, with our buddy Jason Strudwick. Ended up, Robbie Robertson was on the trip. It was like the craziest. Remember that guy, the guitarist for Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
He was on the trip with our group. And Strudwick kept calling him R-squared. R-squared, get your guitar. And he was awesome. It was the most random group of people that went to Hawaii together. It's pretty fun.
Well, you got the invite.
And yeah, I got kind of an invite, a token invite. Lanny McDonald called and offered me a spot. I was about the 12th or 14th guy that they called. I knew that they'd reached out to many, many more people before my number got put across the table to Lanny. And then, I went to Australia.
There you go.
Yeah. See?
Like sometimes guys just need... And it's no slight on Hockey Canada. Sometimes guys just need, regardless of your status at the NHL level, it's like you've given everything you've got and you just need to decompress. And the last thing you want to do is go play hockey when you need to, your body needs to heal, your mind needs to shut down, and you just need to refocus. I say this all the time, and it's not a popular opinion, because people look forward to Olympic hockey and world championships and Spengler and all of that. And they should, because it's good hockey. But your job, what you're getting paid for at the NHL level, is to play for that organization. And God forbid a great player goes over and gets injured. Ask John Tavares. And, You know, was it Eric Staal got sewered by Edler? Wasn't that his leg, I think, bad hit? I think Edler... Remember the guy, Edler, left-handed shot?
Sure, yeah.
I think he hit one of the Staal brothers and took his knee out in one of the games over there. Like that, you're like, okay, now the organization's going great. You know, with players been over there, now we're going to lose them for the first 3 months of the season. Like stuff like that, you have to be mindful of it.
One of the things I was terrible at was getting to be friends with guys on other teams too. I hated that. You go play with these guys on a national type team and then have to play against them again. I didn't like that part of it. You get around it, but I just don't like it.
Well, the league is buddy buddy now. It's so different now. You like warm up is more like the NFL, the NBA. When you watch warm up now, guys are full conversations at the red line. It's going to take pictures with your kid in the corner. It's a full on like social 20 minutes out there. And take a couple shots, get a little sweat going on, but it's how you doing? Nice to see you. What's going on? Like it's a very, very unique, like being in between the benches and watching it. Like I kind of chuckled to myself. I'm not lying. And I'm not just saying this because I brought this up yesterday in Boston. I was heading up to the press box and I had gone down. I might as well, full disclosure, I forgot my tie. So I left it at the hotel. So I called Ottawa's PR guy and I said, can you grab me a tie, you know, from one of the guys or whatever? He goes, come down the dress rooms, because they were out in warm up already. And then I go to put my tie on. It's missing in my bag. It's sitting on my counter at my hotel room. So I go down to the dressing room. The video guy gives me his tie. I'm putting it on as I'm walking back, and there's everybody there. Guys have come off from warm up. And it's just for me. It's everyone's laughing and how you doing? Nice to see you. Guys are going through their warm up. Like it's the mental preparation is so different. The preparation for the game, and all I thought to myself is, God, I wish I could go back in time, because I do miss that. I think there was no way I was ever enjoying preparing for a game. I was too nervous. And I thought to myself, if you had a do-over, these guys are doing it right that way by just relaxing and playing hockey, and they're good at it. And we'll see if they can raise their level in the playoffs. But I never did that. I never played soccer before a game. I never got a chance to be laughing it up and joking before the game. I did have a chance to it. I was just too scared to do that, put it that way.
Well, buddy, I know we got to get you out of here. What do you got going on today?
We got my show today, and then I've got a charity function for Calm Kids. It's with the police and a charity. They actually provide computers to underprivileged kids to go to school with. And you know, a lot of times some kids who don't have computers at school, so they provide like thousands of computers for kids. So I'm hosting that tonight. And then I'm actually flying to Edmonton next week. I'm going to, for game one, I think the Oilers are going to start Monday from what I hear.
So well, I might... they got the terrible schedule. They got two games left and some teams are done.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically their games don't mean anything don't really because mean
they can't move.
McDavid got the 100 assists. Like you're, you know, what are you going to do? I would rest a bunch of guys. They're not going to change their seating. They've got home ice. They're just figuring out if it's LA or if it's Vegas. It looks to me like it's going to be Vegas because I think LA had 1 point. No, Vegas won last night. So Vegas is up 1 point.
Yeah. They each have a game to play,
but they both play out of playoff teams. One is Anaheim. The other one is Chicago. Yeah. Right.
They both win. Vegas is getting the 3 seed.
Vegas is getting it in. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see because, you know, Vegas isn't going to be a slouch, you know, and like Edmonton's a good team, but, you know, I'm not betting against Vegas either. Like, I don't know if this Mark Stone just shows up out of nowhere either. You know, like he's rides
you
in.
Think,
on
the- do you think there's a chance, maybe? Just a slim possibility? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, if it's Vegas Edmonton, that'll be great because the Oilers fans will whine and moan about that as we watched Mike Smith pretend to be hurt all last year. Like, kudos on you for just having the ability to block that out where he missed the whole year while making salary pretending to be hurt, but you'll be very upset and fill your diapers over Mark Stone actually getting hurt and returning in time for the playoffs.
I forgot that Schmitty was still on their
cap circumvention. It's the same shit, man.
Listen, everybody does it.
Yes.
Until they close the loophole. Like, you can't pick and choose as to who you're mad at and who you're not. I mean, if you go on cap friendly, I think the Toronto Maple Leafs like are actually paying $100 million in salary. Matt Murray's kicking around. He's in the minors all of a sudden.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he's pressed.
Showed up and you know,
everyone does it.
Like it exactly. Everybody does it. And until you close that loop or make them have a salary cap in the playoffs, then you can't complain about it.
All right, brother. Have a day. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. And yeah, I was nervous early on because when I clicked on, there was something wrong with the mics and all that.
It wasn't you.
Well, and I switched over to my phone going, okay, maybe it's my connection. But
Jack and his Pittsburgh, he's pissed off.
Penguins got eliminated. You know,
Jack sent me a nasty email the other day, told me to start up with my background. So I did.
He did. Yeah, that's him right. Again. Huh? Yeah, the tyrant. Thanks, Noodles. Talk to you, buddy.
Some love. All right, guys.
There he goes. Enter to win one of 6 monthly prizes from TELUS, including awesome tech like AirPods, Apple Watches, and more. No purchase necessary. Go online, fill out that survey. It's a quick one. Enter for your chance to win. TELUS.com/flamescontest. Noodles on the Insider Hotline for TELUS.
Dropped a little tidbit there. Oilers on Monday. We're waiting the start times of these series. We knew it wasn't going to be Saturday. Having played 3 and 4, as you noted, Rhett, to close out. Everyone's already done. They got 2 left. But just don't put Toronto, Boston, and Florida, Tampa on the same nights. Please don't screw it up. Those are going to be unreal.
Yeah. Those got locked in last night, and thank you for that. I guess so did
it's going to be
Rangers
awesome.
Washington, but
don't thank him for that.
Those are the ones I wanted. Friggin' Noodles, eh?
He is better than us at everything.
Like I was going to say something there, but it's like, working a ton. He's traveling all over. He's going to all these games. I got to come on today and then I got to go. I got to do my other show. I got a charity event tonight and we're sitting here, bitch. Jesus,
cold. I drive 10 minutes in the cold and I've got to, I got to go home for a nap. He's
so getting cold up at
4 to go to the airport in Boston and New York. Like,
yeah. And I missed my flight and then I didn't have my tie and everything. I tell you, toss, pack it in. You don't be it.
He's a weapon.
He is. Now, we have not really talked because we had a start to the show. Anyway, you know what? Let's do a little bit of opening statements because there was a hockey game that was played last night. We should probably talk about it. For McLeod Law, Shane King over at McLeod Law, partner in the litigation and dispute resolution group specializing in areas like employee rights. If you've been laid off or terminated, it can be hard. Shane knows that. He'll review your situation, make sure you've been treated fairly as the law requires, using a practical approach and plain language, not that legal jargon.
Mumbo jumbo.
Just normal people helping you out with what you need. Business or personal, it's McLeod Law, McLeod-law.com. Flames go into Vancouver, go down 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. It was a lot of Canucks last night. They didn't, you know, skulk into the night. They made things a little bit interesting to get to within a couple, but then it's 4-1. A lot of mistakes made last night.
That D corps is going to make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of mistakes. Odd man rushes. Yeah.
One to go.
There was a lot of banter or chatter about Klapka. Did you see him, Garland, pushing him around?
I didn't
see. Oh, yeah. It was, he had him at a disadvantage. And so it did not look good because Garland was owning him on the
end. He was like 5'9 or something.
But then he got up and he didn't
really.
I said there was
no comeuppance for
guys.
The gentle giants.
Yeah. I was like, that's fine if a guy takes advantage of you in an awkward spot. But once you right the ship, now you have to proceed to pound the piss out of him.
Yeah. Make some sort of a statement.
No, he is not their Matt Rempe. I'll spoil everyone's
dreams. I know everybody's there. Thinking that
he's so tall. Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He
can be tall while he makes tea for everyone.
We talked about it last night. I'll ask you if that is, in fact, the last time we see Markstrom in a Flames jersey. I just spent a lot of the night watching Markstrom thinking, okay, this is probably it.
Do you think that's good?
Well, everyone's lobbying for a trade, and if it's going to get done, then that's – I don't think he plays against San Jose. So I think there's a good chance.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Dustin Wolf will play. I think we were 50-50 here. Like, it's – if you get the right offer, you got to do it.
Yeah.
But there's certainly an instance that arises where you don't get a great offer this summer. He says, I want to go to this team only. You're like, well, we're getting screwed here. Or it's like, yeah, we'll wait till the deadline, see when there's more needs out
there. That's what I said. I said, no matter what, he's not here at the end of next year.
That would be, I'd feel much safer in that. But yeah, it could be gone absolutely this summer.
There's going to be a goaltender that drops them.
Maybe two. Doesn't perform. Dustin Wolf will be here next year. I don't know about anything else.
Because you go around that first round, and like you say, the situation is prime for there to be a disappointed team.
Oh, God, yeah.
Colorado. Yeah, we talked about Carolina.
Overreaction is going to happen for sure.
LA has no goalies under contract for next year, and they are set to play Dallas.
Aiden Hill has not been good for Vegas. I mean, we're not talking half of the teams, but there's a number of teams that would seem to be in a position where goaltending could be their weak link. Which doesn't make them an immediate candidate to get Markstrom. He makes money. He's got to want to go there. You got to make a deal.
I'm going to kibosh that he's going to want to go there because
wherever
he gets to choose.
Yeah.
Whoever's trading for them is going to have a playoff
caliber team,
yeah. Right? Like you're not looking at shitty teams that are going to be wanting a Jacob Markstrom. So, for him to play the I don't want to go there card, I would be very surprised. He's leaving because he wants to win. Now, are there going to be places he wants to go? Sure. But at the end of the day, it's a pretty easy explanation. Oh, you want to go to Jersey or the Rangers? Well, the Rangers don't want you, and Jersey's got a guy. So here's the four teams that are looking for a trade.
Yeah, I mean, I just think – it's easy to say he'd like to go lots of places. He might just have a pal on one team and that's where he wants to go. And look, I have the move. So here's the card I'm playing. This is what I negotiated for.
What is he playing it for? Like
to go where he wants to go.
Or stay here?
Like Jerome McGinley did it to the Flames. Why wouldn't this guy?
Yeah, but Jerome was going to Pittsburgh or Boston, who were both perennial favorites to win the cup.
And they had a deal done with Boston. And what happened? He played the card and they had to switch and go to Pittsburgh.
I don't think that's the same thing. What I'm saying is that he was leaving, and you're saying that if Markstrom doesn't get to go to the one team, that he's not going to leave.
No, I'm saying he has the ability to play that card. If he wants to say it's LA or nothing, he can do that.
It feels like that's a disgruntled player move, though.
Or you just want to go somewhere. I mean, you've negotiated it. You can use it.
Well, you've negotiated a no move. You haven't a free agent.
Tarasenko had the same thing at the deadline this year, right? So I want to go to Florida. That's it. And Ottawa's like, okay, we'll try to do our best on deal with Florida. Claude Giroux did the same thing with Ottawa last year at the deadline. Okay, I guess we'll try to figure out a deal there from Philly.
But the team still has to have some appetite to bring you in.
Of course. But the whole idea is that there'll probably be four or five teams that could use a Markstrom. If there's one he really wants to go to, he can force the hand of the GM. We see it all the time.
Yeah, my thing was that,
like the last two deadlines.
I'm saying that he will go somewhere, whether it's the best
deal for Calgary
or not. I'm saying that he'll be gone. He's not going to stay home.
Yeah, I agree with
if
that.
If you don't trade me to LA, and I'm only saying LA because we've said LA. If I can't go to LA, well, I'm playing here. Well, really?
Is sort of the framework. And to my point, it was Giroux wanted to go to Florida. Tarasenko wanted to go to Florida. The guys with no moves, if they want to force a hand, they can.
we don't know the intricate details of that. Like, what other teams were involved? Was there one team?
Those were both. It was like, I understand public that that was the only place they wanted to go. Wow. I won't wave unless I'm going to X.
I don't know that it was that cut and dried. I think you're making it cut and dried, but I don't know. Like,
that's why Philly was so frustrated with that deal. And yes, Owen Tippett turned out great and they did fine, but Tippett is Frank,
awesome. I've never really
turned out great for them, but they were like, damn, if we could have shopped them around, we could have got more.
That's the thing that, as I'm watching that, the Flyers, because we watched the Flyers the last couple of nights. That's the one thing you wish you would have gotten one of these deals. Was a former, like, I was a first round pick that you could insert into the lineup. Like, Owen Tippett goes to Florida in that trade.
Like a guy just coming into his prime. Yeah, they got a bunch of young guys, and they got Kuzmenko, who's scored at a 40 goal pace since he's got here, but they did not get the early 20s blossoming star. But Tippett wasn't necessarily that at the time.
But at least he was touted as that in his draft year, and that's what he was.
But you got 2 second rounders if you really want to go back to the draft type. I mean, Grushnikov and Ochocek were second rounders back in the day. Their stock had fallen at the time of trades, but I'm kind of with you. Like, they missed the A prospect slash like blossoming pro.
Those trades can turn out still if you make the right draft.
You already won a bunch of them. Like, there's no way you can lose a Lindholm deal. It's just impossible.
I still think that from what we were a year ago or last June at the draft, you're expecting a stud player to be in this lineup.
And depending on your view of Kuzmenko, I mean, he's a point and a half.
He's 28.
That's a stud player is my point. You're not going to keep him necessarily, but it was
a salary dump. You can't call him a stud player at 28 and a
salary. Has he been one of their best three players?
That's not what it was when the trade was made. And one of the best players on the Flames doesn't mean he's one of the, like, we've liked him. But to say that he was the stud player you were targeting?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that whether it was design or not, you've got a very impactful part out of that deal, plus a first, plus a very
Don't discount the fact that I've said he's good. Yeah. What I'm saying is he's not a 22-year-old stud player that you were putting in and have immediately signed to a long-term deal.
Yeah, if he was the seventh overall pick in 2019 or 2020, then that's the kind of player. You know, that's what we're getting.
And they're rentals, right? Like, you just weren't going to – you don't get those guys for rentals typically. That's why the Philly one was kind of the outlier. Everyone thought they lost
that deal. But I think you do sometimes. I think that you do see past
history. Aren't those moves that were
– I'm trying to think of a rental. It's 20 games in a playoff run, and you're talking about a blue-chip 22-year-old?
But you're chewing on your tongue there because you're saying you don't get the best deals till you go to the trade deadline, and you get the rentals, and you don't get the best deals.
No. We have to remember Owen Tippett's stock was not in a good spot when they added him.
Thank you,
sir. Everyone thought Philly got hosed in that deal because Giroux tied their hands. That was the immediate reaction. It was not like, yes, here's a future star forward. It was not that.
It's across the street. He was a first round selected player is all I was getting at. Like Alexander Holtz, New Jersey. That would have been the type of player.
Yeah.
It was a first rounder.
I'm pretty sure if we went back and rewound it to June,
you'd hope to get one of those guys, but they took the variety pack instead. Like you can't get a first and one of those guys. So you're going to delete the firsts that you got to get them. That's kind of the spot that Connie was in. It's like, okay, I can't get these A prospects, so I'm getting firsts plus B prospects.
But the assumption last June was that you'd get both. For a Hanifin, yes, you were. Come on.
A first and a blue chip player?
I think so.
I don't know that. I mean, I guess if it's pending an extension, then okay, I'd play ball a little more, but...
But you're passing. Oh, whatever. We're arguing.
I think Connie's done really well here. And I'm not suggesting you guys say he hasn't, because I think we all think that, you know, given the spot he's in.
I think what I've realized is that the guys that he had weren't as highly regarded as they were here.
Like, I think he absolutely has got two decisive victories in the Toffoli and the Lindholm deal. They're landslides. It's not even close. And then I look at Tanev and Hanifin, and it's like, they feel in the ballpark a touch light potentially, but we didn't know if Miramanov was even going to play. He's been rolling top 4 minutes, and I don't know that's where he stays. You've been lobbying for him to be a top four, but I think you've done well to get an unprotected first there. That's no one gives up unprotected firsts these days.
That's the Vegas deal you're talking about?
Yeah, 2026. Like it could be a first overall pick. They teams don't give that out. That's a very valuable asset potentially.
It's just the time frame that hurts for that one.
Yeah, it's a 15-year-old, right? That's what it is. It's a kid in his 15-year-old season.
There he is.
There he is, right there.
Looks good. Bringing his dad a coffee.
Is that it's the Landon DuPont? That's what that Vegas pick is. Is that right? It's a ways away.
Well, no, I actually think that you're wrong. I think that's 2027 is for the
DuPont. It depends on his birthday, yeah. So, but it's, so you're right, yeah, because it's a 15-year-old, not a 14-year-old. Yeah, makes sense. Crazy.
Teenage boys.
Man. But no, I'm with you. Like, they didn't get the blue chip top prospect from any of these organizations.
And again, I'm acting like I'm just, you'd like
it would have been nice. Course.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, of all the deals we saw, did any organization move anything close to a top prospect this year?
Just the rumors out of Jersey, but I don't
know. We don't even know. The rumors never got tied to anything. Maybe it was Holtz, maybe it wasn't. Maybe he's a first, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was Mercer, maybe it wasn't. We got nothing and clarity on that deal.
Nothing. We don't know anything. That's what it comes down to.
Sure, that's the case. I made a great call on a breakfast sandwich this morning. It was delicious.
Did you get one for Jack?
I added bacon and avocado.
Really?
That's a win.
Did you get one for Jack?
Yeah, his team just got eliminated last night.
Oh, shit. I dropped it on the way back.
Oh, no.
You dropped the ball, that's for sure.
That's terrible. Sorry, Jack.
Jack, your team gets eliminated and Rhett doesn't even.
And I already had a bite out of mine.
So. Yeah, we can't give it to him.
No,
I wasn't counting on it anyway.
Oh,
cross-contamination in that. Yeah,
he's so sick he can't eat. He told me
he's so sick. He's sick to his stomach. Did you see the text he put in the group chat last night?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to puke.
Was that? I get the long form. You guys get one every couple of weeks. I think
that was right when Detroit scored.
That was the double screen. Yeah. I had the Detroit game on, a very legal stream. It was a bit delayed.
Yeah.
They score. I look at the other screen. Buddy's going on a breakaway. And then I realize it's an empty net and he scores.
Torts screwed that up, eh?
Someone did.
I would think that Torts told his people,
I don't want to know.
We're playing to win.
Yeah.
I don't want my players getting any wind of anything. This is our focus.
That notwithstanding.
It's pretty nice for Washington shooting into an empty net to get in the playoffs.
3 minutes. 3 minutes felt
but the
really...
guy the guys calling the game were saying they're gonna pull him at 6 minutes.
They need a regulation win, Philly. But as soon as Detroit ties it late, they're dead. So to pull your goalie after you're eliminated makes no sense. Unless you're just trying to stick it to Pittsburgh, your state rival. If that's the instance, then it's
yeah, rough. I don't think they are.
But I don't think it was. I think they were oblivious. They got caught with their pants down. You got how many people on your coaching staff? Eye in the sky. Everything's wired. Tablets on the fucking bench. And you don't know that you're eliminated? Like, that's a mistake. I don't care if it's only a minute in real time. You should know.
They don't give a shit. Because no difference.
Well, then why'd you play your goal if you don't give a shit about the game?
Like, the NHL went through they timed it. So 9:33, the Wings tie it with 5 seconds left. 9:34, Flyers pull the goalie.
Yeah.
9:34, the 5 seconds rolls off the clock. The Wings get their point, headed to overtime.
Yeah.
Then 9:35, empty net goal for the Capitals.
So when Detroit ties it with 3 seconds left, you have to understand there's going to be some runoff, but they're getting a point. You're dead.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for those final 3 seconds after a faceoff to roll off. And it's just... If for the spirit of competition, if you know you're eliminated, you don't give Washington an empty net to shoot at to eliminate Pittsburgh. That's just, it's kind of like in Major League Baseball. It's like, we're eliminated. This team's playing for seeding. We don't play our dusters. Okay, it's another eliminated team. Dusters, come on in. Let's take a break. Like, it's just a respect for the, like, win fair and square.
I guess all that happens, you know, it happens like at warp speed. I just think all that's in Tortorella's mind is we need a regulation win.
I'm telling you, the only way it makes sense to me is if I can see this happening where the word gets put out. I guarantee you they didn't have the Wings score being played around the rink.
Yeah, I was just watching the Detroit feed and they had it. They're like, or that's not the Detroit feed.
I know that the feed had it, but I'm saying as a coach and a staff,
yeah,
you don't want your players distracted watching the game.
I agree.
And they wouldn't have been playing that score on the scoreboard. Yeah. You know, they always have league scores guaranteed.
Yeah.
Now, that's still, I'm not, I agree with you. I think it was stupid and dumb, but, and I know they could have stopped it from happening because they have earpieces where it's like they scored, it's tied, we're out.
Yeah.
But maybe those coaches are shit scared of Torts.
Maybe
Torts was like, I don't want to know. I'm playing to win this game.
Yeah, I don't want any outside distraction. I don't want to hear anything about the score. This is our strategy.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wonder if he feels like he's got egg on his face that Washington an empty net to shoot at.
I don't think he gives a shit because, again, at the end of the day, he's going.
Yeah. It fits Pittsburgh at the end of the day.
Yeah, Pittsburgh doesn't get
it. Imagine if it helped Pittsburgh, though. That would change the dialogue a lot. if the state rival got in because you weren't aware of the scores, ooh, he'd be feeling the heat.
I was telling Rhett last night, my kid was watching. She's just living on the edge. She can't believe how exciting all these games are. So Washington wins, and I'm like, well, Detroit is still playing, so that goal that they just scored is very exciting, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because Washington's in and they're out. She's like, well, they don't know. They don't know. They're in overtime. Yeah, they're in a shootout. Like they're gonna be so happy if they win, but then it's not gonna matter. And then you could see Kane gets a shootout goal. It's pretty obvious. No sell.
Yeah,
they just kind of step off the bench and head off.
I was kind of feeling good about Detroit too. You could see how much it meant to that city. It's been a long time since they were
and the way they would have accomplished it.
Yeah.
Tying the game believe with three seconds. What?
In back-to-back games.
Back-to-back.
They were down 4-1 against Montreal two nights ago.
Couldn't believe that they did it again. It feels like this is destiny. They got to get in. That's like, shit.
Yeah.
Empty net goal in a 1-1 game. But they, you know, Washington had that, they had a huge lead. And then it went away. All those teams, if they really wanted to grab their nuts and
91 points getting in, that is an awful dog shit total for a playoff team. They all
could have won that comfortably if they wanted to. Jack, including your Pittsburgh.
Jack was sending me screenshots of leads that they'd blown in the last 2 months.
They may have blown it more than
anyone. 4-0, 4-1, 3-1 late.
But were they ever in?
They might have been in for a day or two there,
right? Yeah. Like, I mean, let's go back March, February, January. It felt like they were
last 2 weeks they were in for a day.
We thought they were dead for so long,
yeah.
And then they put on that charge when everybody else shit themselves. You looking it up, Jack?
It's like you said, and it happens, I'm sure, every year where you're gonna go back over the season and go, ooh,
yeah,
Islanders got hot, everyone else kind of just sucks.
Islanders got red,
it's like baseball, like those games don't matter, Dean,
they don't matter.
Is that what you say when the Yankees lose again?
Except when they do. It's early.
Or they like
11? It's 160 games, Dean.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Too early. Sample size, guys.
Yeah, sample size. Too bad we didn't make a bet. Service Credit Union. The big share is back for the sixth year. It's your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter to win. Just become a member and start saving with Service. Every $500 saved gives you 5 entries into the Service Big Share contest. There's a few ways that you can earn entries. Save in a daily banking account. Fast track your savings with a high yield savings account. You get the GIC that Service has during the contest period. Great interest rates and term lengths, a TFSA, an RRSP, short and long-term goals. But here's the kicker. You transfer your savings account to Service and you get those chances to win $1 million. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For Service and, visit service.ca/win is the email. But you'll get some good Service at Service. It's kind of why I'm sure that's probably part of the thinking there. Probably part of the strategy there. Yeah. So we need to, I was thinking this morning on the way in on that blustery ride in.
Red almost flipped the thing.
Eh? Yeah, almost. Jeez. Man.
Really wanders.
Because Flames play tomorrow. That's Friday. Hawaiian shirt day.
Draft day.
And then next week, it's playoffs.
Yep.
What are we going to do?
Watch playoffs.
But for this show, like, we got to...
I feel like for the good month, we have not really been talking that much about the Flames, to be fair.
I feel like next week will be great.
We'll be so excited.
Shitty hockey. And we can talk about some, like, and you're going to have great games every night.
Multiple. Oh, God, it's the best time of year. It's the absolute best.
I understand that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, for our show,
yeah,
what do we start the sandwich bracket?
Oh, we have to.
Do we start the booze bracket? Do we start drinking during the show? The
first round's too busy.
Round three, maybe? We'll have some fatigue.
Maybe.
The fatigue.
Dude, I'm done. You're talking like this is the first time the Flames have missed the playoffs. We've been doing this job for 10 years together. How many times have the Flames made the playoffs? Like, trust me, this is not sandwich bracket season.
Mid-May.
Yeah.
Mid-May.
Well, that's the kind of commitment and drive we're looking for. So nothing. From you? Just continue to just do this.
What did we do all the other years? They missed the playoffs.
Binder and I are like, in the same agreement that there's good hockey to come and actually might be better. Than
it's going
to
be way better.
Trying to pull something out of the San Jose Flames on game on Thursday.
We're trying to do opening statements on a team that's mad that trying to watch
the game, and it's like
they're eliminated. Like Jesus.
All right, let's do the Pinder report for Village Honda, Northwest Auto Mall, online villagehonda.com. New in-stock inventory is on the ground. All new vehicle pricing is MSRP. Village Honda presents the Pinder Report.
You know what? I take it back. Let's do a sandwich break.
No, fuck it.
We can do both.
The first round, what have we ever done? No shit.
We can do a sandwich bracket.
Let's not, you know.
I like sandwiches.
Dude, take the week off. Maybe that'll recharge your batteries. That's fine.
I think we should do a break. We should have different sandwich, like a breakfast sandwich. Can't be compared to a lunch sandwich. To a supper sandwich. Like there should be different sandwiches for each time of day.
We got to get those experts from the comments in on the fried it sandwiches. Is
another thing we could do, because you're looking for things to do on the show, take callers. Like we listen
love to callers.
It's so good.
That's the point I was making. I understand the first round's great. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to branch out.
We can do. Yeah, we can walk and chew gum. Let's do it.
Right? Like,
I'd like to be on the Greta patio for a few shows.
Then if that's possible. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Interesting that McDonald's started serving the McMuffin all day.
When did they do that?
It's quite a while ago. But they're not doing that just willy nilly. You know, there's got to be some
market research there.
There's some definite R&D.
Poor bastards on night shifts. Get off.
To be quite honest, it might be my favorite thing at McDonald's.
I had one today. And I'll tell you what.
Hit the spot.
Damn good.
Damn good.
Yep. Damn good.
It's the Pinder Report.
Ryan, back to you.
All right, fellas. Two enthusiastic gentlemen were at the Grey Eagle last night to wrap up the Flames and the Canucks in game 81.
Wide-eyed fool.
Pahal scores to make it 3-1. What have you made of Braden Pahal? We've talked on the other show because it's been a lot of lower tier defensemen getting in. It's been Pahal and Miramanov. We've seen Joel Hanley come in. But I like what I see out of Pahal. I guess he is a younger Dennis Gilbert. Maybe it's that same role.
Yeah.
But he gets a goal tonight, but he's involved. I see him to get involved.
What I see is a guy that would play with heart and determination and it's going to be a very simple game, and that's fine. But he's going to be a guy that I envision would battle and compete and give you everything he's got.
Yeah, I think he'd be one of those guys that you'd be okay if you're a teammate, if you're a veteran. You're going to go into battle with him a little bit if he gets himself into trouble, and it looks like he could every once in a while. But, you know, nice for him to get a goal.
That was our deep analysis. I like how close I got to the camera so you could see. If I want to grow a stash, it is. Thick and lush.
I'm offended you don't have one full time with the foliage show. There.
For Friday.
Noted, the third pair possibilities moving forward, like Gilbert, Hanley, Ochocek, Soloviev, Kuznetsov, Pahal, Miramanov, Poirier might be healthy. So like there's going to be no problem putting together 5, 6, 7 on this team. It's who's going to play in the top
You're
going to
run around the league going, anyone need a 7?
Well, I mean, anyone need a 7 or an 8?
Anyone need a guy that can't play?
Pair of 8s, anyone. Pair of 8s.
You split in 8s, huh?
Usually.
What's the dealer got? Hopefully a 6. That'd be perfect.
Doesn't matter.
Almost doesn't matter.
Almost?
Yeah. I think it's...
You love
face cards?
You love splitting 8s.
You wouldn't against an ace, but maybe face cards you would.
I think you would.
Okay.
Because then you feel like you're desperate. I could be fucked here anyway. Let's go.
Well, it depends where you go, because sometimes if they show ace, they do it before they do anything else, right?
Insurance? Anyone?
Insurance.
Go fuck yourself with insurance. Screw you. Scam. Yeah. You're going to beat me over the head. Let's end it.
It's all about the inverse standing, fellas. Let's, boy, this is looking good. And Pike is in. Pike is, look at this. He's got it dialed. So Calgary can only finish 8th or 9th heading into the lottery. That game against the Coyotes really screwed things up. The Habs, theoretically, guys, 2 blown leads against Detroit the last 2 nights. They could have made some hay.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be negative, but if the Flames beat the Sharks tomorrow, they'll be 9th because they have the tiebreak with the Kraken, who play and have the same number of points. I don't like it. They were doing so well.
They did their share of losing, man.
Yeah, I know.
They played all the kids. They played Wolf. They
said 75's the number.
Yeah, it is too. Top five. Yotes.
And did they really get a win anywhere along the way here? That
maybe Arizona, LA? They had two goal leads. They disappeared. God, the LA one.
But it's not like they, you know, they beat the Colorado or anything.
The Arizona one, they should have lost. They weren't. Anyway, it's what it is. Like I said,
it's Teague range, at least.
Being the optimistic person in the room.
Yeah.
If you're drafting seventh or ninth, it's really the hell's the difference.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Because guaranteed someone's fallen in your lap. We had him ranked way higher.
Yeah, he was.
Can't believe
it's going to be a lot of that until Seattle takes Teague one ahead of you. There'll be some brave faces in that press conference. Wouldn't it? No,
I don't know.
You don't think they like him?
Oh, I'm sure they do like him.
I mean,
we're
hypothetical,
with you.
Yeah,
he means more to the Flames and our heart than he does to Seattle. Seattle's looking at best player, biggest.
Well, the Flames should be too. If he's the top of the board, that's great. If he's not, they don't.
Whether or not the Flames are, he's still part of the conversation because of the connection.
Yeah, I don't think Francis would be buying into drama thinking this would.
No, they want to take the best player available. What you don't want them to do is be one away from like, well, this is our guy. He's going to slide to us. Oh, Seattle. Took him. It doesn't matter what that guy's last.
Well, the other thing is, I think that Teague is done here shortly. I don't think they're.
Yeah, they're down 3-0. We'll get to that in a moment.
So, all right. Sorry.
No, that's no, you.
My point being, he's not going to raise his stock any higher.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a draft eligible season for him. No question. We'll move. Tankathon. Let's have a little fun here. Jack's not shopping for lingerie today, it looks like. Jack, let's give her a go. He's
depressed.
Yeah, he's down in the dumps. Okay, not much movement there. Just a swap between 2 and 3. Let's try it again. Big move, Montreal.
I think it's Chicago.
To 2. Montreal. And then one more. Ottawa, get out of here.
I think it's Chicago or Montreal.
That's not a good day on the tankathon. Jack's in a bad mood. You see those results? Oof. It's not your fault, Jack.
It's not your fault, buddy. Like,
you cheer for a shitty team. It's not your fault. And you know what else? You've had it good. So shut up.
Yeah, you're a theoretical Steelers-Penguins fan. There's been enough winning there for the last 2 decades.
Yeah, how many times have you seen Sid lift the cup?
3.
Shut up.
Jesus. Yeah. Times and how many Steelers championships?
Actually, we should have caught ourselves earlier. This is BS pulling for him. And
it's a brat.
Of course, the Pirates, you know. Yeah. Perennial World Series.
Don't favorites. Bring them up.
Great ballpark.
Canucks got some work done. What did they accomplish with last night's victory? Well, there it is. Pacific Division. All right. A lot of smiles there.
I hate the Orca as well. Give me the.
You like the Saturn?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is. Mm-hmm. People say it's a flying skate. I see Saturn. There's all of them.
All the
Canucks. It's a lot of them. Yeah. And you're welcome for the Tyler Myers anytime goal, folks. That was
mention that to Boone last night. That was wonderful.
Enjoyed that.
The lobotomy.
We can't make the bet for you, but we can basically Tyler tell you he's
lobotomy Myers.
First round lobotomy.
It was the giraffe pair lobotomy. He was playing with Zadora, but they had him split last night.
A shorty.
Yeah, I don't know where Backlund's going on that one.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I don't know where Backlund's been.
It's been a tough finish here.
Yeah.
But
be called packing it in. Anyway, carry on.
Let's move. We got some series set in the East. In fact, all four in the East are set. Let's go take a look. We love this. This is one of the nastiest rivalries in the NHL. If you haven't been paying attention the last 4 or 5 years, they had a preseason game in Orlando, I want to say last year, where it was like line brawl, like bunch of guys ejected. They got Tampa spanked Florida in a recent matchup. Florida has been awesome. They go to the final, and there's enough nastiness on both these teams. This could get really good. I'm telling you, this could be the gem of round one.
Now, if you were a young man of the age of 12 and you were offered a opportunity to attend this series live and in person,
it's going to be the best first round series for my money.
Like if your dad said, son, I know you're a big Panthers
fan. I'm willing to take you to.
What if we went to a playoff game?
Man, I would go to game five and just buckle up for chaos. That would be unbelievable.
Or would you expect to hear?
Yeah. Maybe the cup final, Dad.
Let's go to the finals.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, a young Rhett Warner in Florida probably thought every year he'd be going to the finals, too.
He did. When Tiekkanen scored in overtime.
And like, yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. It's no big deal.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it happens. We're going to learn, and we'll be back stronger and better than ever.
So, Reinhardt, 57 goals.
Oh, 57.
Not bad.
Was he not at 53? No, 57?
57.
Holy shit.
He has finished. Auston Matthews has 69 with a game. With I guess, a couple games left.
One. I don't think
it's one.
I don't think it's Trump, two.
Who is that? Is that
Gronk?
Oh, I see.
I thought that was your uncle.
Drunkle Stu.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what that was. Third all time in Florida Panthers goals scoring history.
Pavel Bure.
Yeah, gotta be number one.
Bure 58, Bure 59.
Yeah, so he's one guy's beat him twice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and he's free agent. I kind of think it's like the Stamkos thing. Like, I think he hangs there, and they love the setup and the teams. And
where else would you want to go?
Well, you just get more money elsewhere. That's all. Yeah. Like, if you're Chicago, would you not just say, "Hey, $13 million a year"?
I don't know what they would say, but yeah.
I don't. Well, it might depend too. If Chicago wins that number one,
I think it changes your timeline for everything. If they win that number one, you've now got Macklin, Celebrini, and Bedard on entry levels. Like, go get players to surround him. You'd be good right away.
Look out.
Florida's a pretty good spot, though.
I think the tiebreak for Reinhardt is, like, where did he start his career and how did it go?
Exactly.
He was in the depths of the shitter in Buffalo at the bottom of the standings until he left that organization. If there's a player that would understand, you know, being competitive and the value of that, Sam Reinhardt's seen both ends.
Yeah. Yeah. How to have fun in the sun and how to be the worst.
When you haven't had that yin to the yang.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, maybe life isn't always this good. And he knows very well how good life is there.
Also, Brandon Montour, free agent. And they locked up Forsling, who was set to become a free agent. He's been unreal. I saw someone tweet last night in 450 minutes where Barkov and Forsling have been on the ice. They've been scored on 9 times.
Nine.
I was at home. Nine. Bill Zito, he gets an extension as well.
Well deserved.
Yeah. They're not going anywhere.
They aren't.
They might not win, though.
Wow.
First round exit could be. Yeah.
This tournament. Yeah, exactly. Another matchup we know we got. Man, this is right into the scar tissue, and we love it. Boston, Toronto. Oh, it's so good.
It's the fourth time in the last 11 years that they've met in the playoffs.
Boston's got to be 4-0 in those last ones.
Boston has won 6 straight series versus the Leafs dating back to 1969.
So there it is. It was 8-2 for the Leafs at one point in the all time, and now it's 8-8. Holy.
And they lost all 4 against
Boston. And I'm sure no one will bring that to their attention. Leaf guys, they probably have no idea what the
Honestly, I don't mind the Leafs dogs here. And I've got the playoff odds that are for all the series that are set. We'll walk through those real quick, but you tell me that Charlie Coyle and Pavel Zacha are better than Auston Matthews and whoever the Leafs want to slot into number two center. Goaltending, Boston has an edge. Certainly the wins accumulated in years past, Boston has the edge. But down the middle has always been the, can Boston really do it with Bergeron and Krejci gone? We'll see.
I just can't. You'll be able to feel the heat of the Flames from here.
Yeah.
If Marner doesn't perform.
Puckering will be.
Jesus. Yeah. I just don't know what the fallout will be there.
Boston opens as favorites at minus 125 on Betway in that series. That means plus money for Toronto, plus 105. And the other series, the Floridas, the Floridians, the Panthers minus 181, Lightning plus 150. Who would have thought a one seed against a wild card would be that tight? The other series we know are happening in the East, the Rangers will play the Capitals. Rangers minus 400, huge favorites, President's Trophy winners. And Carolina minus 351 against the Isles, who've been hot late, but we just think Carolina is a much more complete club. And Noodles fears, what if Freddie Anderson gets hurt? Well, they basically went all year with Kochetkov and Ranta anyway. So
the Islanders feel, if there's, like you say, if there's an upset, you wonder if it would be the way the Islanders are built, just to bore the shit out of you.
And so. Sorokin, right? So at the end of the day, they can play the card goalie that trumps everything.
So I would have a hard time picking them because I think Carolina is very good, but you can see how that could come out.
Out West, we have one series set. It's Winnipeg and Colorado. The Avs are starting on the road, but are favored at minus 130, Winnipeg plus 110. We are waiting for the other series. We know that Nashville is wild card one. What we don't know is if Dallas wins tonight, they'll be the one seed overall in the West. If they don't, Vancouver is. So Nashville could go to whoever is wild card two could go to Vancouver or to Dallas. Ditto Nashville.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
And then the 2-3 in the Pacific is still up for grabs. Vegas and LA, one game to go. Vegas, a 1-point lead.
That Colorado stat, brought it up the other day. At home, 39-1. Away from home, 19-16-6. That is a stark contrast. It's a 500 team on the road. I don't know that it matters now when you get into the playoffs. I think a lot of the stuff you see in the regular season you throw out, and that could be it. And I don't know that we're long past the days where Winnipeg was this dominant home team where the whiteout, and it's so such a hard rink to play in. I think the first couple of years Winnipeg kind of had that moniker. I don't think that's the case anymore, but
there's not too many barns that are shitty to. Like,
you get to the playoffs
this time of year, they're all
loud, and
it is a smaller. So if someone told me it was one of the louder rinks around, I want to be like, yeah, I believe that. But it's Colorado, man. You split and come home with that home record, you'd be feeling great. Oh,
if Georgiev doesn't shit himself,
can I think about say something else? I thought about this morning.
What'd you think about
really off topic?
What's off topic?
Yeah.
Because the Coyotes are moving again.
Yep.
Why don't, and Winnipeg doesn't have, who's the highest scoring Jet?
In terms of goals or points?
Points.
I don't know. Connor would be their goal scorer.
Not this year. All time.
Oh.
Do you know what the tradition?
Well, so which franchise are we talking?
That's what I'm getting at. It's Kovalchuk.
Yeah.
Instead of Howard Chuck.
Thrashers to Winnipeg. Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
How simple and easy would it be to say, we're going to do a swap. We're going to sell you my team for a dollar. And just a paper transaction, basically, so that the Jets can have Dale Hawerchuk as their all-time.
There has been some talk about what about the history of that team?
Why? Yes.
What becomes of it? It would. I don't know that you can. I don't know that it matters.
Why you can? It's been floated. So, so the thought is that when Salt Lake City is purchasing the Coyotes, the trademarks and the names and the history that the record book will stay under the control of Morello, who in theory could get an expansion team and could still play as the Coyotes. It would be nice though in this if Salt Lake wanted to sell back the historical whatever to Winnipeg. I don't know if you could do that now that's happened. But it is, it's two different franchises, the Jets 1 and Jets 2.0.
I'm just saying, for the Winnipeg, it matters.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I don't think people in Arizona care that much, but you're right. Yeah. In Winnipeg, it's Solani, 76 goals as a rookie.
Salt Lake City, Scottsdale, whoever, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Create your franchise.
Yeah.
Start your own.
But the league is trying to find a way to do that with the Coyotes, given that they're going to try to go back there in expansion. It's interesting.
I bet they would like to just wipe all of the Coyotes.
Yeah, they would, including Morello, but they have to pretend to play nice just to get him out of the club, and then they can be a dick. Yeah.
He's not going to play nice.
No, that's why they're, I think they want to announce before playoffs, but that's a lot of lawyers to get on the same page before.
If in 5 years you have a building and three heads and a kajillion dollars.
Look, if Morello can get a building in the right part of town, like that's something he hasn't been able to do forever. And with not even having a team in the city
right there,
it's totally his place. Like, just get us this rink done. It's like, we got a rink done for years.
The mayor and the senators and the Congress.
How long has he been trying to get a rink done?
Like a billionaire could probably get a rink done. Not, I don't think that guy has the wherewithal or the respect. That's
needed. You need some goodwill to get that done. There's a lot of people that have to agree with you.
Not there.
No. And so that's how the league gets rid of him. They say, yeah, build that rink and the expansion team's yours.
Still, and again, there's an empty rink sitting in Glendale.
Yes.
It's just sitting there.
Oh, I just have to get a rink built. Perfect. That's what he's been trying to do since he bought the team. He can't do it. One other note from Islanders and Carolina. This is indeed the Sebastian Aho Bowl.
Right.
And that is not lost on the lesser Sebastian Aho, who plays for the Islanders. Quote, one of the first things that came into his mind when he found they were playing the Hurricanes, he's going to have to answer more questions about playing the other Sebastian Aho, which he's incredibly thrilled about. That's
which one are you? Oh,
you're the not star.
He's the good one.
Sebastian.
How old is that rink in Glendale? 20 years? It's got to be because...
When did they move from downtown?
Well, I'm guessing it's around, it's at least 20 years because I was 2003. I got traded here and from Buffalo and we were playing in that rink prior to that. I'm around 2000. Like the point I'm getting at,
it's not a sparkling new rink.
It's not a brand new rink. So if you'd have just played, if you could, anyway, who the cares?
Is it called the Desert Diamond Arena now?
Well, it was the Gila River.
Yeah. I think it's
kind of, and then it's, I'm not even sure what the hell it's called. What are they putting in it? I guess would be
concerts.
Concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not ideal.
Let's buy a lacrosse team. Move down.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's drive to the suburbs for lacrosse. Yeah. Marc-Andre Fleury's got a new contract, fellas. He's not retiring. More flour. Good for everyone.
Door.
There it is. Frank Baum. $2.5 million. Turns 40 next year.
Weird.
Also has the chance to leapfrog a fellow Quebecois, Patrick Roy and Roberto Luongo, to go second all-time in games played. I don't know that he's catching Marty, but he's starting to creep into the Rushmore conversations of goalies, isn't he?
See, just wanted to get, so 35 starts, 17, 14, and 5, a 2.98 goals against, an 8.95 save percentage. So my question is he still any good? Like, we love him. He's been good. He's played
two and a half. He seems like a platoon goalie. That's who he's getting paid to be, and that's what he's been. And to be fair, Minnesota, we got to remember, is playing with that $15 million dead cap hit for Suter and Parise. There's got one more year left of that, and then they're out of the woods finally.
Who's there running it again?
Bill Guerin.
Yeah.
One more year left.
From Pittsburgh.
And he's a practical joker.
Yes.
Good, you know, good hearted.
He'll join the management in Minnesota after next year.
So no reunion with Pittsburgh. Jack,
I
sorry
don't
about
think
that.
So he's got a friend that he won a cup with, Guerin.
Yeah.
He's staying in Minnesota.
That is when you can talk about longevity, when you won a cup with a guy and you're now he's the GM and you're playing for him.
Still playing.
Tonight, games. Some meaningful, many meaningless. What do we got? Sorry, Jack. Pittsburgh, New York, not meaningful. Oh, dear.
So you had plans tonight. So now what are you doing?
Hey, you could date night now.
Yeah. You don't
need to. Yeah, I don't think I need to watch this, hey?
Are you going to go to the Fire Mike Sullivan and buy that?
No.
That domain name or no?
No.
It's got 3 years left.
I'm on to baseball now. This is done.
Yeah, it's Pirates time, baby.
Pirates.
Huh. Pirates.
Great start this year. How tall is that O'Neill Cruz?
He's pretty tall. It's
like 6'8", playing short or something like
that. Lanky.
Oh.
He strikes out a lot, though.
Yeah. Leafs and Bolts. Nope. That's just a tune-up. Blues and Stars. This does mean something.
If Leafs Dallas and Bolts, what do you mean? Matthews is going to go for 70.
That's true.
It's big.
Yep. And then Dallas can lock in the one seed in the West if they win. If they lose in regulation, Vancouver will get the one seed. Oilers and the Yotes. That does not mean anything, although it is in Arizona, so that probably means a lot for the Coyotes fans. The dozens. And
is it hard to get tickets?
That's a good question. Jack, can you Google tickets tonight?
We're going for about 50.
You know why it'll be going tough to get tickets is because it's like all our Oilers Nation honks are flying down there to watch and do victory laps in game 80.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah,
that's why it's going to be tough to get a ticket there.
No, they were for one game at least. It looks like it's a tough ticket to get. So
yeah. Okay, WHL. You noted it, Rhett. TJ Ginla's season looks like it's close to over. The Prince George Cougars are up 3-0 on the Rockets. Moose Jaw broke the tie last night. Blades are just rolling. Yeah. Up 3 bagel on Red Deer. Ditto for Portland over Everett's. Get ready to brush up your draft knowledge, Dino.
There it is. Yeah, there it is.
These kids are almost done playing. Many are done. NBA play-in is underway. We saw results last night. This is the big thing everyone cares about. Yep. That's tonight's game. You have Heat, 76ers, Hawks, Bulls. And then I don't know if you have the other bracket as well.
There, Zion got hurt. Can you believe it?
So how about this? You had noted this, Jacko. The Warriors, done in the 9 versus 10 game. Klay Thompson, how do you do?
Zero points.
Well, he must have just played like 2 or 3 minutes.
No, he played like 30. Oof.
And they're gone. Sacramento gets into the win this one, and you're now actually in. And on the other side, the Lakers beat the Pelicans. They slide into the 7 seed and get the Nuggets. Good luck with Jokic and Murray.
Zion had 40 points. They still lost.
He did, you know, what else you got to do?
Well, look at me, guys.
Well, I got hurt.
I did my part.
And left and
what else you got to do, guys?
Yeah. So Sacramento Pelicans will face off to see who gets the 8 seed, and the East gets going tonight. Riveting stuff. Tim Mackey, let's go. Our boy Timmy. He's been getting fisted on
I get a bellyache every time he comes.
Look at the snow coming down. I think he's day behind, eh?
Day 68, going to blackjack and betting 10 cents every Instagram follower I've got. We are manifesting the million with 810,000 of you in now. We have a $81,000 bet coming up today. Give me strength.
Alrighty, the enormity of the occasion is not understated. This is what we will do. $78,000 on the button, $2,000 on the 21 plus 3 and $1,000 on the perfect pairs. I like the cut of this man's jib. He's kind of, I like it. His eyes are quite close together. I was once told never trust a man whose eyes are that close together. Five, disgusting. 15 plays a 9. Oh, we're in trouble. I've gone with the Warriors Anzac jersey today, and boy, oh boy. Oh, I need some Anzac strength here. 15 plays a 9. We have gotten away with murder on these the last couple of days. Please be good to me here. Go low. No, we're fucking done and dusted. That is not the 10-10 we were looking for. If we'd stood, we actually would have won. You can't win them all, and that's a timely reminder of the house always coming for your cash eventually. Nonetheless, I will see you tomorrow. And we will be betting even more for day 69. Nice.
He doesn't seem too distraught, but that's what happens when you're up a half million.
Yeah. Those kind of losses, though. That's...
He's had some tough cards lately.
Yeah, he's had to battle.
He's battled.
Yeah. And he actually played one not by the book when he had the 3-4s. And that one he played by the book, but if he didn't, he would have won.
I know. I don't like hearing that, though. Yeah. Don't stay.
You got to stay the course. Whatever got you.
Timmy, do whatever got you there.
What is it? Dance with the one you brought? Something like that?
That's right. Don't go weak. Get weak now.
Now he noted he was in the Warriors. Big up the bleeping Waz. The Warriors. Yeah. That's the NRL team that plays out of New Zealand. The Anzac jerseys. Are you familiar with Anzac? It's a big holiday down there, the Anzac Day.
I am not.
So that's the Australia New Zealand Army Corps. So that's like their military thing. So that was the military Waz jersey.
There you go. It's not good luck.
No, he's got to get back to Blasty. I think he won huge dough when he wore Blasty a couple days ago.
Come on, Tim, figure it out.
On Timmy, get back in Blasty. Let's go. Puke.
Where is he? I can smell that from here.
Well, look, that coffee's probably still good, right, Dean? Just clear off the. He's not gonna. He didn't. He's just playing it off. No big deal. Puke everywhere. You can't play it cool when you puke all over the place, Brad. He didn't drink it. What are you talking about? What do we got next, Jack? What's this one called?
Puke 2.
Oh, this is okay. So now you fellas are from smaller towns near farms and such. I don't know a lot about what's happening here. Let's watch and you guys can walk me through it. Windy.
There's a raccoon in there.
I think the raccoon liked it.
At least it wasn't a skunk.
It's going back for more. Look at this.
Is he going up it again?
He did. Look, he loves it. He wants more. Look at this crazy asshole.
He's got a
got to be something in there.
There's got, it can't not be.
Hey, this is like your kids on the water slides. They just can't get enough.
It's got to be hollow. He's just running up the.
I was going to say
because that auger would chew him up.
Well, yeah, because if you get your arm stuck in there, lots of
you'd be chewed up the minute you jump in the hopper there at the bottom. I would think
you have to avoid the hopper at all costs. If you're even they even Rapinder, they say like you don't wear long sleeve shirts or if you
really?
Make sure they're done up because if it gets you, you're losing the arm in there.
Yeah, this is the
so Ryan, next time you're around an auger, don't be a raccoon.
Now is that a new kind of auger that's just vacuum suction?
No, that's an old one.
So how did it move everything up then?
I don't know.
It's like a
suction and the okay, so it's both.
Think like the auger when it goes into ice or whatever, it just spins and holds it all the
science.
Way up.
Don't worry about the science, just stay the F away from
it. Yeah, I've learned my lesson. I'm staying away from the auger. What's our next one labeled, Jack? Fight. Yeah, this Rhett was running some camps. He's back in town.
Off ice. You got to do off ice training, folks.
So he's got these kids, this Flames alumni event. I'm not sure, but they're teaching the youngsters how to
roll with it.
Yeah. Rhett, I don't know why you're speaking in Russian.
Keep your chin back.
Yeah, really. The basics, fundamentals, crucial for youngsters here. So yeah,
and punch to the back of the head.
Look at them getting that good hold on the jersey. That's crucial.
You want to pull and punch at the same time, so you can try and hit them.
Pull your hands together.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Yeah. Well, giving back to the community, right? We thank that.
Yeah. Well.
Hashtag ESPN.
Giver.
CTESPN. We got a fight here. What happened in the fight? What's going on? Fight.
Just saw the fight.
Fight?
No, that was fight.
That was fight.
Elephant.
We're going to Montana where
what is it now, Jack?
No, hang on. We're going to Montana. Butte, Montana.
Butte. She's a Butte.
Never seen this.
Long legged Hannah.
She's a Butte, Clarky. Have a look. The zoo. Circus.
The fucking elephant walking down the road.
They can mess you up.
I've never seen this before. This is they don't. How are you getting that guy back where he's supposed to
be? You don't just call it. There's no dog whistle.
Here, boy. Want a peanut? You.
The circus elephant.
Going to the casino, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
now, is that guy associated with the elephant?
It looks like he's an idiot. Yeah.
You need a dart.
Where are you going? Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
Flip a car.
You know, you feel bad for those guys. They just want to go out,
have a walk,
mix boat into society, but
someone's gonna like tranquilize that cat. You know what? They get the right away. That's what I'm noticing. No one is trying to get in his way. Incredible.
So, how do you get that in Butte, Montana?
I think there was a circus. They were saying, is that right, Jack?
Operation Dumbo Drop, like a helicopter just. Like I fires said, that guy
there's
in
more
there.
More tigers in Texas than there are anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a pandemic hit. How's that guy doing?
I've got a crazy story that I can't tell on the air.
Love it.
All right, let's hear it.
Well,
that bitch, Carol Baskin.
You're going to have to ask the big human about it.
Okay.
I just saw him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, Boomer, you have aspirations and dreams.
No.
Someone else is living them. Look, this is a 20-foot great white.
Jesus.
20 feet.
Do not go to Airlie Beach in Australia.
Airlie Beach.
To the Shark Museum if you want to be reassured about the safety of swimming in the ocean.
Hmm.
Do not.
Yeah, just grab them. That's a good idea, right?
Seems reasonable. Well, the fins aren't down. If the fins are down, you got to be more careful.
Fins are up means they're happy. Yeah, it's like a dog wagging his tail.
Yeah, they're just floating around.
Yeah, well, if a shark comes up to you, just punch him in the nose and turn him upside down.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, got it. It's good.
Yeah.
Ooh, by the way, we never aired that shark cage video that we had a couple weeks ago. We got to find. Remember that one? Sharks can't swim backwards. It was quite an ordeal. Right.
Great wetsuit.
Can't wait to bring that to you tomorrow. Good looking wetsuit. It's a camo and Zach suit. Okay.
My idiot nephew was swimming. Night's diving in Australia yesterday. So,
night's diving
seems safe.
You know what's safe about it is there's so many Aussies swimming. What are the odds you're the one that gets eaten by a shark?
Make sure you take the lantern down with you because that won't attract.
It's like splashing near the crocs.
Yeah.
Make a big scene, they'll stay away. wrong. Maybe I'll just put a drop of blood in here. Well,
yeah. Now, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
The shark is a very ancient animal as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Like, are we in the same as the crocs?
I think crocs overlap into dinosaur territory. Okay. Both been around a while.
Gotcha.
Do you want me to find out?
No, I don't really care. This is a great topic for maybe next week and the week off.
I was going to say, like, if you want to fill time with nonsense, we do have a Pinder Report every day. This is just an easy half hour that doesn't have to do anything with sports.
Turn it into. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Unlike now,
yes,
when it's exactly. Full of sports.
Yeah. Very basketball, sports.
Maybe starting next week, WHL. We could just incorporate a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Maybe some food stuff. I know you love the cooking show you're going to start.
Do you have any food clips?
Not today.
Oh, good.
That'll do it, Dean.
The Honda Civic continues to lead the way in reliability and performance. The 2024 Civic, it's a 10 out of 10 in Car and Driver's comprehensive vehicle testing. Civic Type R and Civic Si ranked number one and number two, respectively, in the sport compact category. Go and visit Village Honda. Maybe it's time to do the... can you do the tire swap now? Is it still too soon?
Well, the way the roads were earlier, I would just wait.
Call Village Honda, call the service department, book yourself in, ask them. They'll know. Mm-hmm. Ask them if it's time. Village Honda, your dealership for life, and online at villagehonda.com. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Shark's been around a while.
It feels like all the videos you see, they're very happy just coming into shore now.
I don't think it's changed.
I just don't think there's a lot of cameras that aren't in shore. Yeah, that's probably more of it.
God, there was one I saw either earlier this week. There's kids in the water. It's like, yeah, that's... no, it's not a huge shark.
Doesn't need to be, Dean.
But it's a shark.
Early and Jurassic period. Jesus, they are dinosaurs. Huh? Wow.
How about it?
Goodness, like hundreds of millions of years ago.
Hmm? 400 to your million point. Years ago. Good point by you, Red.
I'm a horticulturist.
Yep.
That's what it is. Yep.
Horticulture.
Sharks.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Outdoor dental. Dr. Jay Patel.
I got to go see him.
I was gonna ask because in the old chatteroo there, it's who's Dr. Jay?
Hey, Jay, what do you think?
What are you doing with Dr. Jay? What's going on?
You got to get a checkup.
Yeah? Yeah. Get in there. Start rooting around.
Yeah. I want to get soleil.
Oh, good. Really? Yeah, get the snort treatment
going
done
for the teeth.
You're going for the teeth. Well, regardless, whether it's teeth or what, the Soleil laser treatment is the way to do it. It's an excellent solution for people who just want to do dental work in an easier way. We're not talking about great white sharks here. We're talking about cutting edge technology. This technology has not been around since the Jurassic period. Not only do you use it for your dental work, dental implant treatment and all that, snoring treatments. Two 15-minute treatments to increase the tension in the soft palate, reduces snoring. It's non-surgical, and it's pain-free. So if you know you're a snorer, you know you're a snorer, then why wouldn't you talk to Dr. J? Go get, at the very least, find out more information about it. However, it's quick, it's easy, and it's painless. A little topical numbing agent, I guess.
Mm-hmm. A spray.
And then you come back for the second time and snoring could be gone. You're sleeping more. You're sleeping better. It's changing your life. That's what Dr. J is. He's a life changer. He's a hero. He's a GD hero. Outdoor.dental is the website. Like Ferret says. And of course, just it's a dental office.
Yeah, get the normal dentist stuff.
So
done.
For all your teeth needs.
For that tooth decay.
All your toothy needs, go and see Dr. J and everybody at Outdoor Dental. Outdoor.dental is the website.
Are you captivated by the shark stuff?
Yeah, it's I'm just trying to find out how old crocodiles are. Anyway, it's Pinder Report stuff. We're done that. We don't need to talk sharks and crocodiles anymore. Mm. I saw a rat video, but we have no rat policy. I was disappointed.
Do
I
we?
Bring well, it let's to stick to that. We're in Alberta. No rats.
It's rat-free. Landmass.
Hey, rat. You still get that every once in a while?
Yeah.
What's your rat? Is your name rat?
Austin Brown did it the other day.
Is that right?
Hey, rat. Oh, spell check.
Mm. So we want Edmonton, Vegas. Is that
kind of, because there's a,
well, if we like cheering against Edmonton and we like the idea of Vegas's compensatory pick, the conditional pick, turning into a second rounder, then yes,
let's focus on what's good for the Flames and less of our dislike for anyone else.
Now, that said, if LA in their third crack at the Oilers wanted to beat them, that feels like that would be heavy on drama too. But basically just Edmonton losing is what's going to exert maximum happiness.
I don't have a lot of confidence in the Kings' ability to.
I like the Kings' game. My concern is, can the goaltender stand a chance at stopping two of the best?
Yeah, it feels like you could do a great job for 57 minutes and still lose 4-3 to the Oilers. You know what I mean? Oh, the Kings are up by three with 10 minutes to play. And it's like, why am I sweating through my palms?
Because like, right now
it's not done at all.
It's the 1 point edge for the Golden Knights. If it starts today, it's the Oilers in Vegas. And to your point, tomorrow, final night of the season, Vegas at home to Anaheim. The Kings are at home to Chicago.
Yeah. And if you're the Kings and the Knights, I don't know that you'd rather see Dallas. So it's like, you're probably, both teams are playing to win.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a huge gap between Dallas and Edmonton.
Hurdles looked good in that Vegas lineup.
Yeah, starting to score.
We assume Mark Stone will
at some point be back.
Crawl out of the grave and be accounted for.
You need a goaltender against Edmonton.
Yeah, Ottinger, check. When he's on, and Aiden Hill last year, check. He's played the Oilers well at times this year. Aiden has not rolled into the playoffs in a heater, though.
He has not looked great.
I would be concerned that that was a hot run.
Yeah.
I hope not.
But yeah, and look. Like,
you want a cup.
It'd be like catching, you know, when you get hot and you're on a run. Something that just kind of happens in an instant. That you have a hard time replicating. Do you ever catch lightning?
Bucket. Sort of container.
Bucket. Right. Maybe Aiden Hill caught lightning in a bucket last year.
We'll find out this year because the cream.
He was just wetting his teeth.
He's getting his teeth wet. Yeah.
So. Memories of the way we were. Memories. Let's do our Betway bets.
Boy, I've really woken up. Noodles was putting me to sleep.
You were you were nodding.
I literally could have closed my eyes and yes.
You know what it was? I didn't make coffee this morning.
No,
I went out
filled for a cup and it was took a sip.
You're like, oh, this is room temperature.
Nasty. How come you didn't make coffee?
Because I had coffee at the end of the block. It's a tea guy. If I'm running behind, I just typically will go somewhere and grab my tea there, and otherwise I'm just straight to studio. I can find shark videos anywhere. I don't have to be in this room.
No, that's right. Yeah. Betway. With Betway, you can get that free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Go and create a new account. Get that QR code on your screen and redeem your bonus. You place your bet, no minimum amount required. If the bet loses, you'll get a refund of up to $200, and you can use that money to bet on your favorite sports. It's Betway. Bet the responsible way with Betway. This is only available outside of Ontario, so...
Yeah, you Leafs honks.
Don't get cute.
Oh, Dino, look at this.
Toronto at Tampa Bay. Nikita Kucherov needs one assist to get to 100 on the season. I think he's good for 2 points tonight. Gets to one.
At least one of those is going to be a helper for sure.
Got it.
Yeah.
Plus 105. And Edmonton at Arizona. Oilers have nothing to play for.
Last game in Arizona.
Beautiful.
I feel like the Coyote players will have a little bit of jam tonight.
Give me a money line win for the Yotes, the Yotes at plus 145.
Think deep on this. Noodles alluded to the fact that before games, there's a lot of camaraderie between teams nowadays. Old days, big no-no. All these guys are buddies.
Yeah.
Cooch needs
an assist.
Yeah.
Matthews needs
a goal.
Maybe a little bit of a.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michael Strahan, Brett Favre kind of deal.
What do you think?
How does that go? Right.
If you're Edmonton, like.
This has nothing to do with Edmonton.
I'm for the Arizona side of this bet. Yeah. But you're right. Like,
And like you said last night, on Afterburn, what's the number one concern for individuals? I don't want to get hurt. I'm not getting hurt tonight. Game 82, no chance.
Let's give Cooch his assist in the first. Let's let Matthews score his goal. And let's cruise through this one, fellas.
And the good thing for Cooch is even if Toronto decides we're not giving him an assist tonight,
that's okay.
He'll probably still get one.
Yeah.
So
he's been getting one anyway, it seems. Yeah.
That was the point I was getting at there. Yeah. Because he's really good.
All right, really good. Your turn.
Let's do it. What do we got? Oh, baseball.
I was going to say that, Dean, you should take the Yankees today.
Uh-huh.
I like the under. Marcus Stroman's been awesome for the Yankees to start.
I can't stand that guy.
I know you can't, but he's pitched well. And you don't have to stand him. You just got to know that he's pitched very well this season.
Don't like him at all.
And you're a Yankees fan. How's he pitched?
He turned down opening day. Who turns down opening day start? What kind of balls you got?
Oh, he's Marcus Stroman, don't you know?
Anyway, I'm going to take the under on this one.
I honest to God didn't even know he was still playing.
Sorry.
So Pinder's got the under.
Now here, Gausman has been brutal. So he's either gets tagged early and they go to a very good bullpen, or he finally has sorted it out. Gausman had some shoulder issues in spring. One spring start, that's it. And I'm very curious. If we have good Gausman and Stroman that we've seen,
good.
I love the under.
Gausman.
Good.
Good Gausman. Mookie Betts went 5 for 5 yesterday, fellas, I saw. Holy, are you kidding me? So I'm going to take over 1.5 total bases, thinking that he's seeing things all right. I'm
going to hit one and get
double. And so that does not include walks if you're new to the total bases. That is just hit. So a double would be 2 bases. You've already won.
How about
if he goes 5 for 5, you've definitely won that.
What about two singles?
You betcha. That'd be 2 bases.
What about a triple?
Homer? I think we've made it clear.
Home run?
Anything more than a single.
Inside the park home run.
Betway.
Hit by pitch.
ERA. Or what if it's an error?
That would not be a hit.
Well, what if he gets fielder's first choice. And then
not a hit?
What if he gets first and
stealing base? No, just hits.
What about a pass ball?
Jack, can I switch this to Kikuchi over 5.5 strikeouts?
Get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Create the new account, scan the QR code, and redeem that bonus. Place your bet, and if it loses, you'll get a refund back of up to $200. This offer only available outside of Ontario. Thank you, Betway. That's the responsible way with that.
Yeah, the responsible way.
You've been waiting to get in. There's your chance.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, let's.
Hey, you know what? Before we go, I got one more thing.
What?
Last night, Max Bell.
Oh,
I heard this.
The Calgary Canucks get a goal with 43 seconds left from Chris Kubelka. Kevin's sweet boy.
Sweet young lad.
Game winner for the Calgary Canucks over the White Court Wolverines. They have a 3-0 lead.
Wolverines. He's pretend tough.
Over dumb White Court. And it was 25 years since they've been in this spot. They have a chance to clinch at home tonight. Max Bell, 7 p.m.
That is fortuitous, as I brought up the Calgary Canucks at lunch yesterday.
Just going to say, Rhett was pumping getting to some junior A games yesterday at lunch.
So good for them.
Go get it.
And it's another one of those things we talk about, and I think off and on, about collegiate hockey. You underappreciate, you underestimate the level of hockey at that.
Oh, it's very good. Joel Bond alumni.
Bondo?
Absolutely.
Drive Bondo! It's great hockey, and history could be made. Already been made, but why not?
Make some more.
So who says there's no playoff hockey in Calgary? You know,
just go get it.
Buffs are in the Telus Cup too.
They sure are heading out to Nova Scotia.
Holy, that's a hike.
Yeah.
Don't mind if I say that myself, boy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what Caleb Matthews on that team.
And so just Owen to be clear, Williams, that Canucks White Williams, Court, that is Reese the league Jameson. Final.
That's correct.
Whew.
Yeah.
Final.
Shut the front door.
I don't know who's in the AJ anymore.
Well, there's 5 but less.
This.
I know that.
White Court. Camrose. Oh. Canmore. Drumheller. Yeah. Lloydminster.
All right. Let's expedite this.
Yeah.
Bonneville.
So you going tonight? Max Bell? 7
o'clock? No, I am not going tonight. I would if it wasn't cold and windy.
If the Canucks can just change it.
I'm home alone tonight. Maybe I will. Didn't get invited to the Luke Bryan concert.
Is Luke Bryan in town?
Damn right he is.
Really?
Singing and guitaring.
No.
Is he doing that? The old dome?
Mm-hmm.
Jace.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to cost a guy?
Well, nothing, because I'm not going.
Those are that's a party atmosphere.
I know, but I got to go. So
where do you go?
I got to go. I got tooth. I got to go, and I got to go.
How is your situation? Because yesterday, before the show, you went down the hall, and you were like, "Ooh, I need to. I can't."
Well, it was the morning,
and then last night, dude.
What?
Offside.
I had a hole in my pants and my gitch.
So no filter for the farts to just waft right. The nacho plate hit the table right as he gassed one.
This is
darts, nachos, and farts. What a potpourri.
It's not even the truth. Hideous. But anyway.
Tickets aren't that bad.
I may be farted. Oh, is that right?
Get in for less than 120.
Animal.
Really?
Yeah, but where are you sitting?
Oh, I mean, those are the worst seats in the house. It's the cheapest ticket. But to get to a concert these days for less than $150?
I guess so.
Once Pender's in, he knows people.
I'm not going. It's not right. Jam it.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Sure, you're killing
me right now. I might just unplug this camera and go if you don't.
Have a good day, Rhett.
You're going to unplug the camera? Where do you got to go? What do you got to do? I thought we were going for wings.
I'm
going
to go use the
wings.
And then I'm going to go.
Oh, are we not winging?
I'd like to wing, but I'm not winging.
All right.
You're too busy.
DoorDash.
To your right? Is that why you got to hustle?
No.
Yeah, you can screw up.
He's rushing. Yeah. He's.
I'm not rushing.
And to be honest, I'm not necessarily needing to drag this out any longer either.
I can tell you what's on the menu. That could speed things up.
What's on the menu for DoorDash?
The DoorDash?
Yeah.
Well, Yankees, Blue Jays. It is a getaway day game. So 1:07 start.
Nice.
Stroman, Gausman. Afternoon baseball for you, Rhett.
Love it.
Love it. Then tonight, Toronto, Tampa Bay. We're on Kucherov and Matthews watch at 5. That one is in Tampa. And then we get the play-in tournament. 5 o'clock, it's the Heat and the 76ers. 7:30, the Atlanta Falcons, Hawks, Atlanta Thrashers. It's the Thrashers against the Bulls.
Pheasants. Yeah.
7:30.
For a limited time, you can get 25% off and zero delivery fees in your first order of $15 or more. Download the DoorDash app and enter promo code NATION25. NATION25 is the promo code. Get it. Go after it. Get it. Got it. Good. Dash that for the win with DoorDash. Tomorrow, Thursday, the final game of the Flames season. The regular season comes to a close against the San Jose Sharks. We'll have Patrick Marleau on the show tomorrow.
Wow, that's exciting.
And Joe Thornton.
Are you guys going to play nice with Patrick and pretend you've been talking nicely about him for 10
years?
No,
we'll be up front. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Cheechoo.
Cheech. He had a big year.
The train.
Yeah.
56 that year.
Came out of nowhere.
That's great.
Exploded.
Jack, shut my camera off. You can shut his camera off, Jack. That's fine. Former Peoria Riverman.
All right. See you, buddies.
Oh, that's it. We're good.
Yeah.
All right.